In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thanksgiving is connected to remembrance. We thank others because we remember the things that they have done for us, and we appreciate it. If we refuse to thank someone, we are saying that whatever they did for us is really not worth remembering. It's offensive. This is also true in Scripture, thanksgiving being tied to remembering. And so Moses, as he writes the book of Deuteronomy, which is his last of the five books that he wrote, he encourages Israel to remember the great things God had done for them, how he delivered them with a mighty outstretched arm to set them free from Egypt. But Israel, throughout the course of her history, and even as she wandered in that desert, forgot the Lord and his mighty acts. They longed for the cucumbers, leeks, and melons of Egypt, the fish and the meat, at no cost. They forgot the cost was slavery to a harsh taskmaster. They forgot their incessant plea to God for deliverance and help. Instead, they grumbled to God that he fed them with manna from heaven for yet another day. They wanted to go back. As preposterous as it sounds, they forgot the God who sent 10 plagues on Egypt. They forgot the God who delivered them through the Red Sea only to drown Pharaoh's army, and that he provided for them the entire way. And so they grumbled and were terrified when they were told to enter the land of Canaan. They saw strong and fortified cities, and in their eyes they appeared as nothing but grasshoppers. So they were unwilling to go into that land flowing with milk and honey, whose grapes were so big that the bunches had to be carried by two men on a pole. They forgot that God had promised this land to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on an oath, and that they were the ones who were to inherit and dwell in this land. It just was not worth remembering the great things that God had done for them, so they forgot the Lord their God and did not trust that he would still be faithful to them. And so that entire generation passed away, everyone 25 years and older in 40 years. They all passed away, including Moses, all except Joshua and Caleb. At the end of that 40 years, right before Moses himself was going to die, he spoke these words. Remember the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of slavery. Do not make the same mistake as your forefathers. Do not forget God and the great things he has done for you and the great things he has promised to continue to do for you, especially in sending a Messiah. And overall, that immediate generation did not forget God, but they remembered him and were faithful in carrying out their task. Their descendants, however, were not. They forgot the Lord their God who delivered them with a mighty outstretched arm and instead served the gods of the Canaanites, the Baals and Asherahs. They worshiped the gods of the nations they were supposed to drive out. They did not remember God. And so they did not thank him for everything that he had done for them. But God is patient. He sent to them prophet after prophet with the same message. Remember the Lord your God. Remember how he delivered you out of the land of Egypt and defeated the enemies of Canaan for you. Turn back to him in repentance and faith. And some did. When they were scattered among the nations, many mourned that they had forsaken the Lord their God. And when he brought them back, they rejoiced that God had remained faithful, even though they were unfaithful. Like Israel, we also can forget the great things that God has done for us. Why else would we sin? We forget that he has filled our closets and bank accounts and fridges, houses and garages, but instead we detest these blessings and long for the gifts that were given to someone else. Their cars are newer, Their house is bigger, their clothes nicer, their food more healthy, their lives happier. We forget that God has tailored each and every blessing specifically for us, never giving us too much or too little, but exactly what we need. Instead of thanking Him with our mouth and by living a godly life, we grumble and complain, and we end up turning to the gods of these nations in which we live, the gods of money, material things, and our own self-pleasure. So how can we get more money? How can we have nicer, better things? How can we just simply be happy? We turn to the created gifts instead of the Creator. We'll thank other people for their service to us, all the while forgetting the one who really is providing for us. But our Lord is patient. He is and forever remains a patient Father. And so the message of God's messengers hasn't changed. Remember the Lord your God, who brought you out of that land of slavery. Turn to Him in repentance and faith, for He has sent to you a Messiah. He has fulfilled His promises. And in tearful sorrow and repentance, many do turn to the Lord their God. You have repented and turned to the Lord your God. Though you are living in a land not your own, though you live among foreign nations, He has delivered you into the promised land. You are headed there. It is a long and dangerous journey, but you know where your destination is. And even now, as you stop and rest here, you enjoy a bit of those benefits of that promised land. God's people may at times forget Him, but God always remembers. He always remains faithful to His promises. He will not forget the covenant He made with Abraham, the oath that He swore to Jacob, that all nations on earth would be blessed through Him. And so when the time had fully come, God sent His Son. He remembered how weak and frail Israel was, how weak and frail we are. And He delivered us from all of our enemies with a mighty outstretched arms pinned to a tree. We forget His blessings, but God remembered Him even as He hung on the cross in the pit of hell. Like Israel, we may detest the food that we have been given because it's not up to our standards. But our Lord Jesus drank that bitter cup of suffering right down to its very last sip. Remember the Lord's death. Thank the Lord for His boundless love shown to you on Calvary. Do not forget His love. Do not grumble and complain that this year has lacked something which you think you need or hasn't gone the way that you had hoped. It could always be better, this is true. But it could always be far worse as well. And when we remember the great promises of God and His great acts of deliverance, then we see that we are on a path towards something far bigger and grander than we can possibly imagine here on this earth. So perhaps the reason He hasn't given us everything that we have asked for or have wanted, perhaps the reason He has humbled us through adversities and disciplined us through trials, is so that we remember His great act of deliverance on that cross and thank Him for it. This is why you eat this meal. This is why we celebrate Holy Communion yet again. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said. We remember our God. We proclaim His death. We proclaim the glory of God by simple eating and drinking, and by it we are united to this glorious God. His flesh is intertwined with ours, and His blood flows through our veins. We are flesh of flesh and bone of bones with Him. What greater gifts could God give to us than this? You are not two, but one. And so as often as you eat, you remember with holy joy His death for you, Him bearing the weight of your sins, Him dying in your place, Him satisfying God's wrath so that you might go free. This feast is the great Thanksgiving meal, the Holy Eucharist, that turkeys and stuffings cannot even begin to compare to. This is a meal that will not stuff you, but it will fill you, and you will always long for more. The plates will never be cleared, and your cup will never be drained, but it will continue to overflow with divine gifts and blessings, for there is always room for more. In thanksgiving, Christ instituted this meal, and in thanksgiving you eat and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. So it is fitting then, on this evening before Thanksgiving, to remember our God. It is meet, right, and salutary to give him thanks for all the blessings that he has given to us, but chiefly for this one, his beloved Son. Before we gather with family and friends around at our table, it is right to gather with our eternal family here. Before we gather in our house, it is good to gather in God's house, in our true home. Before we eat our Thanksgiving meals, it is wonderful to eat God's great Thanksgiving meal that will never spoil and never be subpar. We remember his great love for us. We remember how he lived a holy life in our place and died a death for our salvation. How he rose, ascended, and now rules all things for our eternal good. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Remember his love shown to you on that cross. Proclaim his death with holy joy. Come forward and eat with thanksgiving. In the name